What not to do? Enabling, taking sides too fast, or rewarding manipulation in addiction recovery chaplaincy, good intentions can still cause harm when wisdom is missing. A chaplain may want to be kind, generous, and available. Those are good desires. But in recovery ministry, kindness without boundaries can become enabling. Enabling happens when our help makes it easier for someone to avoid responsibility, avoid accountability, avoid consequences, or avoid the recovery supports they need. Enabling may look compassionate in the moment, but it can weaken recovery over time. For example, a person may say, "I relapsed, but please do not tell anyone." The chaplain should not shame them. But the chaplain also should not promise secrecy if there is danger, overdose risk, suicidal language, abuse, unsafe driving, or serious harm involved. Another person may say, "My sponsor is unfair. You are the only one I can talk to." That may feel like trust, but it may also be a test. The chaplain must not become the easier substitute for hard accountability. A wise response might be, "I am glad you talked with me. I also want to help you stay connected to the people who are walking recovery with you. Have you talked honestly with your sponsor about this? Taking sides too fast can also damage ministry." A chaplain may hear one version of a story and immediately decide who is right, but recovery relationships can be layered. Shame, fear, control, denial, family pain, and spiritual confusion can shape how people tell stories. The chaplain should listen with compassion, but also with humility. Rewarding manipulation is another danger. Manipulation may not always look aggressive. It may sound spiritual. "God told me you should help me." It may sound desperate. "If you really cared, you would give me money." It may sound flattering. "You are the only Christian who understands." It may sound accusatory. "The church does not care unless you fix this." The chaplain should not become cold or suspicious, but the chaplain should remain awake. Recovery ministry requires love with discernment. What should the chaplain do instead? Pause before promising. Ask what support systems are already in place. Encourage the person to communicate with sponsors, pastors, recovery leaders, counselors, or appropriate helpers. Keep meetings visible and accountable. Do not give money, rides, housing promises, or private access in ways that create confusion or dependency. Escalate when safety requires it. A helpful phrase is, "I care about you too much to help in a way that would make your recovery weaker." Christ-centered recovery chaplaincy does not shame people. It also does not let fear, pressure, or manipulation define the ministry. The chaplain brings calm presence, truthful love, and clear boundaries so recovery can be supported rather than weakened.